The Lord gave me a thought out of a scripture. As I began just dwelling upon that thought, I'll be honest with you, I have spent the last few days just dwelling upon this thought, letting the Lord just kind of bring alive in me this thought that He's placed within my spirit and within my heart. Let me read for you Isaiah 40 and verse number 1. Isaiah 40 and verse number 1. Says, comfort. Yes, comfort my people, says your God. Speak comfort to Jerusalem and cry out to her that her warfare is ended, that her iniquity is pardoned. For she has received from the Lord's hand double for all her sins. The voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be exalted, and every mountain and hill brought low. And the crooked places shall be made straight, and the rough places smooth. The glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together. For the mouth of the Lord has spoken. The voice said, cry out. And he said, what shall I cry? All flesh is grass, and all its loveliness is like the flower of the field. The grass withers, the flower fades, because the breath of the Lord blows upon it. Surely the people are grass, and the grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God stands forever. Let me read just a little farther. O Zion, you who bring good tidings, get up into the high mountain, O Jerusalem. You who bring good tidings, lift up your voice with strength. Lift it up and be not afraid. Say to the cities of Judah, behold your God. Behold, the Lord God shall come with a strong hand, and his arm shall rule for him. Behold, his reward is with him, and his work before him. He will feed his flock like a shepherd. He will gather the lambs with his arm and carry them in his bosom and gently lead those who are with young. Who has measured the waters in the hollow of his hand, measured heaven with a span and calculated the dust of the earth in a measure, weighed the mountains in scales and the hills in a balance. Who has directed the Spirit of the Lord, or as his counselor has taught him? With whom did he take counsel, and who instructed him and taught him in the path of justice? Who taught him knowledge and showed him the way of understanding? Behold, the nations are as a drop in a bucket and are counted as the small dust on the scales. Look, he lifts up the isles as a very little thing. And Lebanon is not sufficient to burn, nor its beast sufficient for a burnt offering. All nations before him are as nothing, and they are counted by him less than nothing and worthless. Verse 21, he says, have you not known? Have you not heard? Bow your heads and pray with me. Father, in the name of Jesus, release your word in this place. Your presence has been among us. Your spirit has moved among us already this morning and is continuing to do so. We sense his presence even now. But I ask that you now will take this word and that you will bring it alive in every heart and in every life. And that you will speak your revelation into us and out of us. We love you, we thank you, and we ask you for it in the name of Jesus. Everybody said, amen. Here's the thought that I'm going to share with you out of this setting of Scripture. Before I share the thought with you that jumped out at me as I was reading it there in verse number 10. The Lord God shall come with a strong hand, and His arm shall rule for Him. His reward is with Him, and His work is before Him. Tells us when the Lord came, His work was before Him, and His reward was with Him. But now His work is completed, because He said it is finished. His work now is behind Him, and now His reward is ours to live in. Amen? Let me share with you this thought. Here's what the Lord said into my spirit. There is a voice for every place, and there is a place for every voice. There is a voice for every place, and there is a place for every voice. Isaiah 40 is the scripture there that we would turn to Matthew chapter 3, and you would find the story in Matthew's account of John the Baptist. And that the forerunner of Jesus Christ, the Savior, John the Baptist, would say, they would say, He is the voice of one crying in the wilderness. They would go out to hear Him and to see Him. He would be a wild man to some degree, living out in the wilderness, and He would come, and the people would come to Him, and He would share with them about repentance. Prophetically, Isaiah was speaking of Him and pointing them to the fact that, yes, there would be a voice in the wilderness, but then the Lord would come. We read about that in each of the Gospels as the account of John the Baptist is given there. And he was the voice of one crying in the wilderness. In that place, there was a voice. There is a voice for every place, and there is a place made for every voice. Now, it's going to take me a minute to get that into your spirit, but let me ask this question of you, first of all. What are the voices in your life right now? What are the voices in your life right now? What is it that God is saying? What are you surrounding yourself with? In the place that you find yourself right this morning, the place of life, the place of circumstance, the place of situation, whatever place you are in, it is very important to know what voices you are submitting yourself to in that place. What are the voices in your life right now? What are the voices in your life that you are following? That is probably even the more important question. Because there are voices all around us. There are voices of men. There are voices of the voice of God. There are the voices of the adversary. There are the voices of our circumstances. There are the voices of our situation. But the question is, what voice are you following? What are you submitting yourself to? And what are you following? Because remember, there is a voice for every place and a place for every voice. And it's important that you understand this revelation. It's important that you know how to apply what we're about to hear and what we're about to see. It's vitally important that you're able to distinguish between these two. Are you in a place that you need to hear the voice of God? Or are you to be the voice of God in the place that you are in? Okay, we're going to dwell there for just a little bit. I just got some things that I wrote down that I'm going to talk to you about. Because you are either, number one, you are either the voice in your place, or you are in the right place to hear the voice. Amen. John the Baptist was the voice in the wilderness. He was the voice in that place. Others that were in the wilderness had to hear his voice. He was calling them to repentance. He was preparing the way for Christ. He was making a way where there seemed to be no way. Amen. So in the place of the wilderness, there was a voice. Can I tell you that whether you are in the wilderness or on the mountain, there is a voice. And John was the voice in that place, but the people had to go out to him. They had to recognize they were in the right place. You are in a place to hear a voice. Or you are in the place to be the voice. Ah, come on now. We're gonna learn something here today. And hopefully it's going to help us grow a little bit. In reality, a child of God should always be both. You should always be in a place to hear the voice of God. And then in that place, you should always strive to be a voice for God. And now this is important that we get this in our spirit today. Because we settle for so much less. Whatever you're going through for a purpose. Now, maybe no fault of your own. Maybe you're going through some struggles and you can't figure out why you're going through it. That does not mean there's not a purpose. Whatever place that you are in, there is a purpose for that place. So the question is, if I'm going to find the purpose for the place that I'm in, then the voice that I submit myself to is going to be important. If there's a purpose for the place that you're in right now, then the voice that you are listening to is going to be vital. If in this place you are surrounding yourself with the voice of the adversary, or the voice of the world, or the voice of the circumstances, or the voice of the ungodly, then you are going to miss your assignment. You're in a place. All of us are in a place. We are all in one state or another. Amen? We're all somewhere. Some of us are in a place of struggle. Some of us are in a place of victory. Some of us are in a good place. Others are in a bad place. Some of us are in a place of battle. Some of us are in a place where we are seemingly physically fighting sickness. Some of us are in a financial place that maybe is good or maybe is not so good. Some of us are in relationship places that maybe the relationship is not where it needs to be, or maybe it's better than it's ever been. But all of us are in a place. And there is a voice for every place that you find yourself. The question is, are you going to receive God's voice, or are you going to submit yourself to other voices? So we begin with that thought. And I read to you in Isaiah 40, those scriptures, because in that we hear about the voice of the Lord. We hear Him speaking then as He would prophetically say, cry out. And they would say, what should we cry? He would speak to the sheep because He's their shepherd. He will speak in the wilderness because He's their Savior. He would speak on the mountains because He's their guide. He would speak into the valleys because He's their answer. He would speak in their need because He's their provision. There's a voice for every place that you find yourself. You are either the voice in your place, or you are in the place to hear the right voice. There's just depth to this that almost seems hard to mine down to. We let voices surround us all the time. What we allow in is important. You know, if you are in a place of depression, the voices of country music are probably not what you need. Amen? Because there's a tear in your beer, and you know, I don't know what all there are. I'm not going to try to, you know, I'll show my age and my out-of-dateness, I guess. Everything I hear now, they all sound the same, and I don't know anyway. How many of you, when you were young, hope you still don't do this, but when you were young, like when you were kids or teenagers, and you know, you had that breakup with that love of your life, you know, when you're 13 years old, and you sit in your room at night, and you're sad because your life's just fell apart. There's no hope for you now. You'll be 14 before long, and everybody else has a boyfriend or a girlfriend, right?
And you sit there now. When in my day, we had those little flat round things. There you go. Some of y'all know what those are. Not CDs. No, let me, they weren't those little things. The little round things in my day were one song, front and back. That's about all they are. Yeah, they were just little records. And we could sit in there and we'd put them on and play those sad songs and we could just feel sad and sorry. The voices you listen to in the place you are in will determine how long you're in the place and what you bring out of the place and how you go through the place. The relationships that you are in when you are in certain places are very important because they are voices while you're in the place. The people you are connected to are very important when you're going through certain places because it will be their voices that you are hearing. When you are going through a difficult place, you need to surround yourself with godly voices. Amen. When you are struggling, the one thing so negative in our culture today, there's some positive things about social media, but we see it over and over on television and everywhere we look that now bullying is not just a physical thing, but it's become a cyber thing that kids and adults don't get away from it. They won't just cut themselves off from it, and they will just submit themselves to constant voices that are tearing them down. Can I tell you, a voice that is constantly bringing you down is not a voice of God, and it is not the voice of God you need in the place that you are in. If you've got a voice in your life that is never doing anything but tearing you down and bringing you down and trying to separate you from God and keeping, that's not the voice of God you need to hear in the place that you're in. There is a voice for every place, but what voice are you listening to? And there is a place for every voice. Number two, if you can define the place that you are in, then you can find the necessary voice from God. I said we're going to learn some things today. If you can define the place you're in, you can't be oblivious to where you are. You can't act like you're somewhere you're not. You got to define the place that you're in so you can look for the right voice. Is that making sense to you? See, if you cannot define where you are, then you'll listen to any voice. But once you have defined where you are, you discern the voice you need to hear. Zip lining. A year ago. We went zip lining. Well, when I defined that I was on the platform, and I defined where I was, and they said, this, once you take this first zip, you can come back and then you can quit or you can go on. So, and it was like little baby zips, just zip down, zip back, and then you can decide if you want to stay or not. Well, my daughter was going on, so there was no way I was staying. Wouldn't want to anyway. I enjoyed it. But once I defined the place I was the place of going forward, and they began to talk about that this zip was one of the highest and longest zips in the whole area, in the whole region, as we would be ziplining over within the mountains, over the forest, and over a river. And one of them was the longest zip line. You were on it, what, a minute, something like that, on one zip line, zipping all the way down across there. And once they defined where I was, I discerned real quickly the voices I wanted to listen to. Amen. I didn't want to listen to the voice of the lady crying back there on the thing. That's not the voice I wanted. Yeah, it wasn't Veronica. That wasn't the voice I wanted to listen to. That voice wasn't going to help me. I'm at the place of not going back now. I'm there. It was raining. It was raining so hard. The only negative about it was on that over minute zip line ride, it was raining so hard you couldn't even hardly see anything that was down below you. It is rain just pelting us. But I didn't want to listen to voices that couldn't help me finish. When I'm out there and you're going down and you're starting to get close to the next landing, they will tell you, keep coming, and they'll tell you then, slow down. And that's when you know to slow down, or you may knock everybody off the landing. Their voice, you'll define, I'm out here, I need to hear a voice that can help me. I need to hear a voice that has my answer. I don't just need to hear some voice from Joe Blow screaming, having a good time. I need to hear something that's going to instruct me and help me. Pastor, what are you saying? In the place that you're in, you don't just need to hear the voices of people woo-hoo and having a great time in a bad place. All that's going to do is bring destruction to your life. Rather, in your bad times, you need to define where you are so you can hear some voices that can speak some sense to you. Amen. Did your mama ever tell you? My mama tell me this all the time. I'd tell her I want to go do this or that, and she'd say, that's stupid. You're not doing that. But everybody else is doing it. And my mama was a good mama, and she would always say, if everybody else told you to jump off of a bridge, would you do that? And then she would always say, and anyway, not everybody else is doing it. Because she would say, because I'm not and you're not. Right? So not everybody else is doing it. There were some voices of reason. Our problem is when we get in our bad times, in our struggling places, we don't listen for the right voices. We connect with the voices that are going through the same stupid stuff we're going through. Come on now. Am I talking to anybody? We get hung up on stuff. We get caught up on stuff. And we surround ourselves with people. That's why it's important, the friends you have in your life. Young people, let me tell you, your friends are very important. Because they can either help you or they can greatly hurt you. Amen? Because you can live your whole life great, and one night can mess it all up. You can destroy 16 years in one night. Amen. Depending on the voices you're listening to. Oh, go ahead and do that. It's not going to matter. Yeah, until you wake up in jail. Oh, go ahead and try that. It's not going to hurt you until you wake up in the hospital. Here, try this. You ever noticed how crazy we are? We will trust our lives with people that the only thing that we know about them is they are criminals. Amen. And people will trust their lives that they're making something that's going to make them feel better. Oh, come on now. And they are criminals out to make money. But we're going to trust them. And guess what? That voice will ruin you. There are people sitting here today that can testify. There were times in your life you listened to the wrong voices and you had to pay some very dear prices for that. Amen. The voices you listen to are very important. And so you have to define where you are so as a child of God, you can search for the right voice. And then when you hear the right voice, you've got to apply the word. God gives us instruction. Just a lot of times we don't want to accept it. I'm going to give you a couple more here. If you define the place you're in, you can find the necessary voice from the Lord. And when you receive His voice, then you can apply it to your place. There is a place for every voice. If you will live your life in order to be a voice for God, there will be a place for you always. Have you ever noticed when people are in trouble, if they know you are a believer, and they know that you are plugged into God, filled with His Spirit, and are striving to serve the Lord, there is a place for your voice. That's pretty good. There's a place for voices, for every there is a place for every voice. You can determine to be a voice for God for your family. There's always a place for that voice. There's always a place for a voice in the midst of chaos. There's always a place to be a voice on your job. Remember, there's a place for every voice. And in every place, a Christ follower can become a voice for Christ and a voice for truth. I'm just going to give these to you and then we'll move forward. There is a voice for every place, as I said. If you're in sickness, there's a voice for that place. That says, by His stripes you were made whole. Psalm 107:20 says, He sent His word and healed them. In the place of sickness, there's a voice for that place that says, call for the elders of the church. And let them lay hands upon the sick. Pray the prayer of faith. They will recover. Amen? There is a voice for every place. There's a voice of deliverance for those that are bound. There's a voice of power for those that are powerless. Here, I'm going to give this to you. How do I determine the difference? How do I know if I'm in a place and I need to hear His voice or if I need to be His voice? Well, the question is this. When you receive His word, when you hear His voice, then you must share it. If you don't have His word yet, or you're not hearing His voice yet, then search and listen for it. Amen. In the place you're in. There are people responded down here. The Lord spoke to us through His Spirit this morning and said, I have your answers. There are people asking questions of God. Do you know it's okay to ask questions of God? It's okay to search. It's okay to ask. God has your answers. Here's the thing in your place that you're in right now. If you haven't heard His word yet and you're not hearing His voice yet, then search for it. Define where you are and search for it. Okay? I'm in a place of depression, so I got to search for His word for encouragement. I'm in a place of financial struggle, then I've got to search for His word for the answer out of it. If you haven't received that word yet, then search for it. If you have His word, then be His voice and share it. Because you may be the voice for somebody's place. Don't despise the voices for your place. Let me give you this last one. A wrong voice or the enemy's voice will always try to keep you stuck in the place. Or will always try to keep you from a better place. And you will end up just repeating the same place. Let me say that again. The wrong voice, the enemy's voice, will always try to keep you stuck in the same place. Will always try to keep you from a better place. And will always cause you to just repeat the same cycle. If the voice you're submitting to is just causing you to repeat the same cycle, you need to get a new voice in your place. Lord, help me now to just pull this together. Let me say this. God will never keep you stuck in the same place. You may stay in the same place, but He will always be causing you to change. If you are ever in a rut, in a repeat cycle, it is because you're not hearing the voice of the Lord. He doesn't want you to repeat and stay stuck. He wants you to change and overcome. And He will always lead you to a new place in Him. I had plans to go a lot different ways today, but that's all right. I had plans to really attempt to really preach this. But I feel the Lord just wants to get this into your spirit. Because I feel like there are some people here today, you're in a place and you need to hear a right voice. There are some people here today that you have the right voice, but you're not speaking it to those that are in the place. There's a place for every voice. And there's a voice for every place. Where are you? You're in one of those two categories. Do you understand that? You're in one of those two categories. You're either in your place to hear the right voice, or you are the right voice in the place you're in. And once you can determine that, you can live content, free, and powerful. Because if you can determine, I'm in the right place to be the voice of God, then you can go to work and minister to people rather than just looking for another job. Stand your feet with me. Lord, help me today. Help us to hear this. Isaiah said there's a voice that cries in the wilderness. There's a voice of the shepherd speaking to his sheep to follow him. There's a voice in the mountain, in the valley. There's a voice in every place. There's a voice in nature that declares the majesty of God. There's a voice for every place and a place for every voice. Bow your heads with me. Father, we come to you today. There are people here today with questions. They've already responded, so we know that to be true. There are people here with needs. We know that to be true. There are people here today who you're calling to be the voice crying out in the place they're in so that others in that place can hear your voice. I'm asking that you would help us define the place we're in right now, so that we can search for the right voice to lead us out, or so that we can have the right message to share with others. Heads are bowed, eyes are closed. You know, the church is not very good at this sometimes. Some of you probably have seen it on Facebook. You probably saw it on the news. We were out of town and hadn't seen about it. Michelle texted us to pray for a friend's, help me out, Michelle, friend's daughter, friend's sister, little sister, thank you. The girl that was shot by the drive-by here in Moore. It's a friend's sister, Craig and Michelle. I went online and was reading the story, and then I was reading the comments. And of course, there were the comments of prayers for them and, you know, God help them and all those things, but then there were also just foolish comments. There's a place for every voice. But we need to discern when it's the right place for the voice that we have. Amen? That's not the place for a voice to be casting judgment. It's the wrong voice. In the wrong place.
That's a place that the voice of the Lord is going to be a voice of comfort, a voice of care and compassion. Come on, somebody. See, you're standing around people, and you may be their voice in the place they're in. And if so, you need to speak that message to them in boldness. But don't be the wrong voice in the place that they're in. Amen. Sometimes some good people, they don't know when to not say some things. Amen. You can have a voice, but it may not be the right place. So we need to be the voice, or we need to hear the voice in whatever place we're in. And once you can determine that and decide that and trust God, your life can change forever. Bow your heads, let's pray. Father, I come to you today. I ask that you just take these thoughts, tie them up. Put them together and help somebody with them. Help somebody that's surrounded by the wrong voices. Help them to define where they are. Search for your voice. Because there's a voice for every place. The most vile sinner can hear your voice of grace in that place of their life. And Father, if we're here today and we are to be your voice, let us speak with truth and boldness to those that are in the place that we are in. Help us today, in Jesus' name. Heads are bowed, eyes are closed. I'm going to ask this question and then we're going to pray. I believe God has done a work. I believe He just wants to confirm to some people, now hear His voice and He'll give you His answer. If you're here today and you would say, Pastor, I am in a place and I've got to search for the voice of the Lord in this place that I'm in. I got to deal with some voices that have been around me that I've got to get away from. I've got to hear the voice of the Lord in this place that I find myself today. I want you to raise your hand right now. I see it. There's several hands. Thank you. Hear this word. There is a voice for your place. I wonder how many of you are here today and you'd say, Pastor, I believe I'm in this place to be a voice for God. And I just need His help and wisdom on how to go about it right now. Would you raise your hand if you believe you're in a place to be a voice for Him? Amen. Amen. See, once we've defined that, then we can pursue His will. Take the hand of someone next to you, and this is how we'll close today. You may be holding somebody's hand that is in a place needing a voice. You may be holding someone's hand that is a voice in a place. But either way, let's begin to pray for God's favor and God's plan to be revealed. Let's pray. Father, we come to you today. There were hands raised on both of those questions all around this room. Father, you've already moved and ministered around these altars. You've done a great work, because when we come to you, you provide. Now I ask that you take the word and place it on top of that and confirm. And I ask God that those that have a voice in the place they're in, that you would give them wisdom, that you would give them an ability to proclaim your word in the right way to the people in this place and to be effective for your kingdom. That at all times they would seek to point people in their place to you. And Father, now I pray for those that are in a place. They need your voice. I ask, Father, that your voice would become louder than the negative voices around them. That there would be a calling away of the voices that they do not need to hear, that are keeping them and causing them to repeat and causing them to stay stuck and causing them to make bad decisions. They're listening to the wrong voices. I ask now, Father, that you would help them search for your voice, to hear your word, to move into your plan. Because we believe, Father, there is a voice for every place, and a place for every voice. Now help us to determine which, where, and how we will move forward. We honor you today. And we thank you. And we lift you up. In Jesus' name we pray. Everybody said,